on stage. Welcome to the Into the Night with Sean Kelly, Sunday night edition. How's life? How's everybody? How's the world? I don't know. And that's what we're going to get into tonight. What the hell's happening? Okay. What in the hell is happening here? Okay. I'm trying to get up closer to the mic so y'all can hear me and understand what I'm about to say. But first and foremost, I want to thank UPRN Talk Radio 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi, for allowing me to come on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights on Into the Night. I also want to give a shout out to my dearest friends, Val and Matt. They just became grandparents, which I'm so excited for. This is their first one, and I'm just like so excited for them. And I think out of all the craziness that's happening out there in the world today, that was a joy to see in the post on Facebook, to be honest with you. I was really happy to see that. And I'm sure her son and his girlfriend, soon to be wife, or maybe they married, I don't know. But hopefully that everything is okay, you know, and congratulations to them too. I'm just so happy. And like I said, that was the coolest thing that's ever happened today. Don't forget, April 6th at the Dudas Farms, D-U-D-A-S Farm down in Brownsville, PA, there is an open investigation for all paranormal groups and for all the people who don't belong into a group that want to experience a paranormal investigation. You are free to come down. I was informed that we're all going to meet down there at the farm at 8 o'clock p.m. April 6th. And also here in Pennsylvania, April 6th is the opening day of trout season. So, you know, I just wanted to share about the Dudas Farm. And I really hope to see everybody down there April 6th. I mean, it's going to be an experience. Have I ever investigated down there before? No, I haven't. You know, so as we get closer to April 6th, you know, we're going to, I'll be talking about it a little bit more. If anybody wants to be on my show or has a topic, you know, feel free to send me a message in Messenger at the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page. I'd be more than that. I mean, I'll bring anybody on and talk what they want to talk about. As you all know, that Sunday night is a relaxation night. Not too intense. You know, I don't like to do that. Maybe tonight might be a little different. I'm not sure. But the ones on Tuesday night are, you know, that's when I deep into uncharted territories, if I can explain that to that. So we have a lot of things coming up. Oh, before we go, my friend Sean Patrick Hazlett, right after my show, okay, tonight at 9:10, his show is Seeing Through the Mirror Darkly. I do believe that's his, and it comes on at 9:10, and I'm telling you, he's a good host. He has good shows. He's got good people that come on. I'm also on with him Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, on the news on the flip side and with Joe Monteldo. And so we co-host a show with Joe, and it's just a great show. It talks about all the news. If you really want to get into the political sense of things, the different types of, see, now my mind is racing and I can't think about it. But we talk political. We talk, you know, military. It's a great show. So after my show, stick around and listen to Sean's. Same channel, UPRN Talk Radio. But I want to, you know, talk a little bit about this big-ass conspiracy theory that was going along with Kate Middleton, okay? Hey, what's up there, Rose? Oh, I remember you, Rose, definitely. And I believed, and I'll be the first one to admit that I thought, something happens, he was dead, or I didn't know what was going on, but I was listening to all the different things going on out there, all the different conspiracies. And then the other night, she came on the TV and she did a little 2-minute interview saying that she's got cancer. And I said to myself, I said, Sean, you're an asshole. Hey, Scots man, good to see you, pal. Welcome to the show. Hey, Scots, I have a question to ask you. If I have a Bigfoot show, would you come on? Just wanted to put that out to you, bud. But when I saw her on TV and she's talking about, have you ever seen a ghost? Yes, I have, Rose, very much so. I have a lot of them. But it was crazy. She has cancer. And everybody out there who's a conspiracy theorist, don't get me wrong. I'm one. But I felt this freaking low when I found out that low. I felt like crawling underneath a rug, underneath a stone, because she was sick. She was sick. And she still is. That's cool, Squats. Well, hang around. If you can, I'm your friend on Facebook, and I'll send you a message, okay, buddy? And maybe we can do something. But a lot of people had all these different ideas. She was dead. She was this. She was that. She was this. No one saw her for 2 months. She was in the hospital with abdomen surgery, whatever. Okay. And Rose says an aunt of mine named Deidre Humphreys died recently. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Rose. My condolences to you. But I just felt so low that I was going along with everybody else with all these theories. And I just watched the YouTube channel right before I came on, and the guy explained all those conspiracies about that little 2-minute video that she had. And he broke it down. And I was just getting, everyone's thinking, oh, that, that's AI. Okay. I can be AI. I'm not going to be AI, but I could be. Everybody thinks that that was filmed 7 years ago, that she had the same sweater on back then, 7 years ago. If you really look at the picture, it's totally different. Totally different. Is there a storm where you are, from Rose? No, there's no storm yet. We've had rain, but we have not had no storms yet, Rose. I'm sure one will be coming around because living in Pittsburgh, we got strange weather. I mean, it could be like 25 below, 25 degrees, and next day it's going to be 60 or 70. So it all depends. But it's like, and he explained this, and he explained the show. But my point is, what I'm trying to get across here is that I seriously need, I'm talking about me, I'm not talking about anybody else. And I do respect what other people believe. Sometimes I just got to shake my head and say, I don't know. I don't know. And so I learned a big lesson about all this. I really did. I learned a real lesson is to do my own research first before I can actually give an opinion about something. Thank you, Rose. I appreciate that. Thank you. Rose says she's re she I, Rose, respect you. Thank you, Rose. I appreciate it. But I got to do my own research. I got to look at everything before I can come up with a conclusion of anything. So shame on me for thinking that there was something wrong with Kate Middleton, that she died, and listening to other conspiracies that were out there. Well, don't get me wrong. Like I told you before, you know, I do believe in conspiracies, but that one with Kate, that kind of hit below the belt because the woman's alive. And I think that like put everybody in their place, because you really don't see too much stuff going on right now. You know, I'm not here to judge what people have, if they believe whatever they want to believe. You know, it's a free world. It's a free society. You can think whatever you want to think. But I just needed to vent that out for tonight, you know. And now I see you here scrolling. What is happening? Okay. I don't know if things have been happening to you lately. But for me, it just does not seem like things are going right in the universe. And what I mean by that is, I feel like that I'm here, but my mind's out there, and my head's out there. What's going on out there? What is happening? Is there some kind of glitch in the universe? Is there people out there, you know, throwing out some type of equipment out there that's making everything just go bananas, not thinking right, feel like everything is dead, feel like everybody's walking around like robots? I do. I have been for a while now. I don't think I'm a robot, you know? I know I'm not, but it does not feel right. Nothing is feeling right now. And I'm not just saying this because of me. I'm saying this because everybody out there, because they keep asking me, what's going on out in the universe? What is happening? It just seems like that the negativity is coming on strong. Look at all them people over in Russia. 130 people got killed in Russia. Come on. You know, come on. What caused those three or four guys to do that? To kill people. All that shit that's going down at the border. I mean, in my past experiences, okay, I really truly believe, okay, that, and I explained this, you know, a couple times. I explained this a couple times, but whenever there is so much negativity released out in the universe, okay, it just becomes one big blob of evil. I'm not going to say that it's demonic. I'm not going to say that it's a legion of demons coming and attacking. I'm not going to say that. But with this blob of negative energy that's out there in the world, with all the shit that's happening out there in the world today. Hey, Karen, good to see you, huh? That's my buddy Karen. She's good people. Hell, we investigated a long time ago. She's a good, good investigator. But there's just so much negativity, and you could just feel it in the air. It's like, honest to Pete, swear to God, there are times that I could take a knife and just cut through the negativity that is happening around everybody. Because I see it. You know, I see the negativity. You know, people don't smile no more. people don't help nobody no more. It's all about them. You know? And I remember growing up that, yeah, there were some bad times and bad things that had happened. But you know what? People helped each other out. People smiled. So it feels like the universe is coming back into a new type of negativity again. I don't like what I feel. I don't. And there's nothing I can do about it. You know? I can't do nothing. I mean, the other day I'm at work, and this little old lady came up and started calling me every name in the book. And I didn't even do nothing. I didn't even talk to her. And I'm saying, "What? Why are you saying this? Why are you doing this?" She had no reason. No reason at all. And also, what's going on with me, okay? And I don't know if it's happening to anybody else out there, right? But it feels like my mind, when I'm just staring out there in the space, I'm just staring. I'll be sitting there in a chair, and I'll be just staring out there and not think of anything. Like, my mind is completely blank. I'm out there, and, you know, the way I look, according to my brother, is that I'm daydreaming. But I'm not dreaming of anything, you know? But I do want to share this one daydream I had, because where I work at, I have a lot of time on my hands. And whenever you do something repetitious and you're standing at a block and you're cutting meat, your mind wanders. Your mind wanders, okay? And so I had a daydream that I planted a garden in my garden in my own backyard. Yeah, I did. And all of a sudden, I came home from work, and all of a sudden, I see guys with suits and ties and guns ready to tear my garden down and telling me I can't have a garden. Telling me that I had to buy all the stuff from stores. And they were dead set on tearing my garden down. The more I thought about it, I'm thinking, I got angry at this daydream. And then I just snapped out of it. I snapped out of this daydream. Is it possible that these guys in suit jackets and ties come in and just rip our gardens apart? Is it, you know, possible that they can come in the borough that you live in? I mean, from what I understand, if you want to do work on your property and in your house, you have to get a permit. The hell's bringing that on? You have to get a permit to work on something that you paid for. It's your property. I don't know. And so, what the hell is happening? What is going on? Do people need to feel like they need to have the power? Is it effing money that they need? These people who make these decisions for us, what's it going to get? You know, let's just say, take my daydream for an just an experiment, okay? What would we'll say where I live, the borough that I'm in, what would they gain out of that? What would they gain by tearing down people's gardens? What would it be? And you know what's the scary thought about this, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the scariest part of it. It might happen. Because I found out that there are different parts of the USA that you cannot have a garden. You have to buy everything from the store. And then they're burning down farms. What are you going to do? Raise some cows? Are they going to tax you on the carrots that you pay, that you planted, or the potatoes, the green beans? Stuff like this is just like insane. You know, it's just insane. And I know I'm ranting here a little bit, but this is, you know, this is the stuff that is happening in my brain. You might all think I'm crazy, okay? But it's just pure craziness. And I don't know how to deal with it. Do I accept it? Of course I do. I don't know how you all are doing it. But I wish you good luck on that, you know? So we'll just go from there. You know what I mean? See, my guest that I was supposed to have on tonight, he had to cancel because he had to go somewhere, which is cool, you know? So when he canceled the show, I had to come up with something. And this is what, you know, I wanted to talk about. Later on in the show, I'll probably jump into some paranormal stuff. You know, jump into something else. But there's one more bitch I got to get off of my brain before, you know, we go into the break. Okay. Why do people talk behind everybody's back? Why do people have to go and say really bad things about people, but they won't say them to their faces? And then they say one word, then they say one line, then they tell one person, and before you know it, it's spread all over the place. You know? And it bothered me for a long time. It did. But everybody out there who do not like me, and trust me, there are people out there who don't like me. If you want to talk behind my back, go for it. I don't care. Because I don't give a damn no more. You know? If you don't like the way I do my show, fine, the hell with it. If you do not like the way I help people out, you know, the hell with you. I'll continue doing what I'm going to do in order for me to continue every day. You know, like they say in the metaphysical world, you know, walk my path. And I'm going to walk my path. And for the longest time, it really, really, really bothered me, because going out and helping people out, and all of a sudden you feel like 100,000 knives being stuck in your back. And I know it's just not happening to me, it's happening to everybody else. And it makes you wonder why. But you know what? The hell with that. I choose not for it to make me feel bad again. I don't care. And I don't like that feeling that I have, because everybody, I do care. I do care. And anybody out there right now that's in the chat room, I have a question to ask you. Okay. Should I shave my beard or keep it? That's the question of the day. I want honest answers here. Okay. Should I shave my beard or keep it like it is? You know, I would welcome your answers. You know, see where we go from there. But we're coming up pretty soon to the break. And I just need, oh, I know it's my choice, hon. But, you know, I just want to like throw a little question out there to break up the monotony of what's happening. But personally me, I'm keeping it. But I would like to get other people's opinions too, you know. But I had to get all that crap out of me, you know. You know, if you keep it, thank you, dear. Thank you. Grant Grundle, I believe the beard fits you. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's a part. That's true. It is a part of me. Thank you, Karen. But who knows what's going to happen down the road? Who knows? But you know what? And I keep going back to that one saying that I tell everybody. Even though it's really bad out there, everything is going to get better. Everything will be okay. That's why I look at it. You know. But so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to my 70-second break, 70 seconds. Maybe I'll do a minute. And I'll throw the 30 seconds in. But what I want you to do is go. If you have to go get something to drink, do what you got to do, go to the bathroom, whatever. But I will be back in 1 minute. So, and then we'll continue the show. Karen says, I don't remember you without it, even when I investigated with you back in the day. You had a beard. Yes, I did. But I just kind of like let this go. I'm trying to, you know, get my Santa Claus look for the new year, for Christmas coming up, Karen. But thank you, dear. So everybody, I will be back in 1 minute and see you in a minute. Hey, welcome back to the Sunday night edition of Into the Night with Sean Kelly on UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. A couple announcements before I continue with the show. I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show tonight, and Carnation also sponsors my second show on Tuesday nights. April 6th at the Dudas Farm. There will be an open investigation for all the paranormal groups out there. It's open, free of charge. And everybody that wants to come and do an investigation to see how it goes. From what I understand, and I've talked to the people who own that farm down there, it's haunted. It's really, really haunted. And I'm looking forward to it, you know. I'm not running this investigation, you know, they just asked me to come down, and you know, I said okay, but I want to bring everybody in on it, and hopefully that, you know, you guys come down and check it out. Karen, why don't you talk to your to the boss? Like, what is the date and location again? It is April 6th. There, I'll type it in. April 6th. Brownsville, PA. And it's at the Dudas. Dudas Farms. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to have to type another one. There we go, Karen. I just put it up in there for you. And so please come on down. We would like to hear you. I'm going to type and do this farms one more time. This is the location where it's at. Hey, Rose. Okay. Thank you for stopping in tonight. Hopefully we'll see you Tuesday night. So everybody, I just typed it into the thing. Again, it is April 6th. 8 p.m. at the Dudas Farms down in Brownsville, PA. And also my friend Sean Patrick Caslett, who I co-host on Friday night with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side at 10 o'clock on UPR and Talk Radio. His show's coming up next at 9:10 p.m. And it's called Seen Through the Mirror Darkly. And he's a good host. He has good guests that come on and, you know, give them a little love by, you know, just stopping in and saying, hey, Sean sent me, you know, come in, you know, to say Sean sent you. And go from there. He has a very, very interesting show. But now, this second part of the show, okay, I figured, why not talk a little bit about the paranormal? Okay, let's talk about the paranormal. Anybody out there in the chat room who is a paranormal investigator, who's not a paranormal investigator, what would be one of your places to go and investigate? Okay. Feel free to put it in and I'll mention it. You know, for me, whenever I go to, and I'm not going to get into the clients part of it. I'm going to where we would go. Hey, Bar Robbie, good to see you, pal. Yo, back, bud. How's your mom? Is she doing okay? How's Jeannie? Doing good? I hope so. How's your wonderful family doing? But what is your favorite places to go to? Now, for me, whenever I go, oh, you're at the Bel Air House. That was pretty cool, Karen. I've been down there like 3 times already. And how was the cellar haunted? I'm glad to hear that, Bob. I am. Good. Give him my love. Give him a hug for me, will you? Mom's hanging in there. Patrick's hanging in there. And Paul, he's out in Indianapolis, Indiana. So he's got a decent job. So everybody's doing good over here, brother. We have to hook up and have some coffee sometime here, Rob. It's been a while. But Karen, back at the Bel Air House that you were at last night, I know when I was down there, we had a ton of activity up in the attic and down in the cellar, mainly down in the cellar. And I'm going to share that story with you, and I'm sure you guys have heard about it before, but it's been a while since I shared it. But I remember the one time, whenever we went down there, we would actually go and do a two-night investigation down there, because one day didn't cut it for me in the group. So we would go down 2 days. But I remember this one time we went, it was on a Friday, and it was the best investigation in the world. I mean, we got some good evidence. We got some good video, some good audio. It was pleasant. Oh, Karen says the basement was dead for us, but the attic was crazy active. Wow. That's crazy that you know, that the basement was dead, because down there, man, I'm telling you, crazy crap, crazy stuff. But the attic, though, dear, was, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there is a video out there right now, okay, where they set up a camera in one of the rooms, you know, the door that goes up to the basement. And you can, no one was in there. No one's up in the attic. Everybody was downstairs. And what happened was you could actually hear the door trying for them to get out, but it was like kind of locked and they just couldn't get out. But I love the Bel Air house. It's pretty cool. The Ross house, I don't know if you've been down there yet, Karen, but the Ross house is pretty haunted too. So if anybody down there who wants to go on an investigation, or, you know, get a couple people to go, the Bel Air house and the Ross house down in Bel Air, Ohio, I'm telling you, people who run it, who own them, those two places are very nice people, very, very nice. But for me, it's the history. Yeah, you got to go to Ross. Ross is good, Karen. Cindy, oh, I forget her last name. Cindy's like the owner of it. And if you ask Drake, he knows the lady down there. He could get you the number, you know. But if I come up with the last name, Karen, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. But I'd like to know about the history behind the place that we're going to. And it's not so much about the clients that, you know, that we go and investigate. It's about, like, Eastern Penitentiary. It's like the Bel Air house. What was the history behind that? To me, that's the most fascinating thing about it. Especially when I was really at the beginnings of my investigation, you know, when I first started out, it was all about the history, you know? And, it didn't pertain to the spirits that were there. But it gives you a general idea of what would happen. Now, I do not know how to say the word. It's called a little town called Monongahela, right? I get laughed at because I can't say that right. But I call it Mon City. Now, there's a little town down in Mon City, like in the back part near Creek. And, you know, to me, I heard so much about it, right? That I did a little research on that area there, and there was a real big, massive Native American fight down there. Okay. I don't quite remember who the natives were, but they were fighting with each other. Okay. And just reading up on the history of the things, it kind of like gave me perspective that there's something that, you know, that we might be able to pick up on down there, but it was very, very interesting. And same way with the Bel Air house. We did have some research on the Bel Air house, and something about the underground miners or underground railroad, whatever, which ran through that cellar down at the Bel Air house. And it was crazy. It was crazy down there in the cellar. But doing research on a place that you are going to, hell yeah, go. Especially out in Penn Trafford, out there by Bushy Run Battlefield, where it was the Revolutionary War out there, okay? And during the Revolutionary War out there, I mean, it's a big, big battlefield, but there was a lot of houses, house planning out there. And we did one, and all of a sudden, five or six different people came to us and told us what was going on, you know. And as we did the research on the area in which these houses were on, right? What happened was there were most of the spirits that were there in all these houses were actually the settlers of the land. I would have to say 90% of the spirits that you see on housing projects, and I'm not talking Section 8, I'm talking plan high-rise, beautiful houses that are in a plan, 90% of the time, those are the spirits from the land that the houses were built on. Grant says, I moved here 3 years ago and reside in Greensburg. I have been fascinated with the paranormal as far back as I can remember. I'm 51. I have two tools, the K2 and the mini red pod. I am also greatly fascinated with history. I also do metal detecting, and my YouTube channel is Mountain Meddling. Mountain_meddling. By discovering a coin or whatever, to think that a person was actually standing there 50, 100, 200 years ago amazes me. Grant, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And, you know, I only have the K2 meter and a digital voice recorder. That's all I have. But let me type that in. This is his YouTube. And you know what? Grant, I love metal detecting. But I'm like getting kind of old. But this is Grant's YouTube channel if you like metal detecting, you know. And I don't know how to do the underscore on that. Let me see that. There we go. Metting, M-E-T-T-I-N-G, right? Yep, that's it, metting. Okay, everybody, I'm putting in Grant's YouTube channel. Okay, Karen said, when we were in the attic, we saw the biggest stick figure on the SLS that we ever saw. It took up the whole floor. Was it over by the steps? And the reason why I say that, when we were down here the last time, one of the people that I was with, they caught a picture, and honestly, Karen, you could actually come out and look, and it looked like a big angel was standing at the top of the steps with the wings out. And I'm not lying. Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful. Grant says, I work with hospice, and last week I was in a home that was built in 1858. OMG. I was talking with the owners and I was taken aback. I love history and am so fascinated with it. Oh, you should go to Gettysburg, Grant. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff up there. Oh, you're welcome, Grant. You're welcome. That you it was an angel, you think, Karen? Because I tell you what, the guy who took the picture, you know, he just showed it to me, and oh my God, it was just like one big, huge angel in front of the steps, you know. And, you know, and as I think, and I look at that place, at that picture with the angel, and I'm just wondering if that angel, like, keeps all the spirits up there in that attic, you know. Oh, great. You got to go to Gettysburg, man. You got to wait till it's warmed up a little bit, but if you like it. But it felt negative to you. Karen says it felt negative. Okay. You know, when I was there, it didn't feel negative. It felt like a bright light just came over. Excuse me. But Graham, seriously, you need to go to Gettysburg if you like history. But you can't metal detect there, buddy. You just can't do it. You know, they'll take it away and they can fine you or put you in jail. So just fair warning about that. Well, but the angel down there at the Bel Air House up in the attic, Karen says it felt negative. Okay. And then when we were there, it felt very, very positive to us. You know, it felt at ease, like there was no one. You know, the air wasn't dormant. You know, you could actually breathe, just had a little breeze going on up there. But that's the greatest thing about the paranormal investigating is that when you go with a bunch of people, you know, some people, you know, like Karen says, it negative, and I felt positive there. You know, even if you go down with a group of people, some people might agree with others. You know, some have their opinions and others have their own opinions. To make a group work, and Karen can hopefully agree that with me on this, even though you have different opinions in the group, if you all respect everybody's opinions on what they're saying and stuff like that, and accepting the fact that this is how they feel and how they felt, that's the making of a great group, is to have respect for everybody that was in, there at the investigation at night. Grant says there's also a haunted brick house I want to visit. Paranormal Quest was there, but I can't remember the town. I believe it's an hour and a half northeast of Greensburg. Thank you, Karen. Karen says absolutely. Karen, read what Grant read. There's a haunted brick house I want to visit. Paranormal Quest was there, but I can't remember the town. I believe it's an hour and a half northeast of Greensburg. You know what? Right now, Grant, there's been so many places that I've gone to that I right now, and I don't have that much time left for the show. But maybe I'll do a little research on that and get back to you on that. Just friend me on Facebook, and we can go from there. Oh, okay. She can't see. Okay. Oh, you're not seeing other people's comments. Oh, I guess I'm the only one that can see them. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Grant says he can't see other people's typing either. But you know what, Grant? Honestly, I'll do a little research and see what I can, get from it and maybe give you an answer. But just friend me on Facebook and we'll go from there. But like Karen agreed with me, absolutely. When your team is together and doing an investigation, there is no, you can't have no egos in the same group. It just does not work. It won't work. Okay. And if another group goes in there, and I'll give you a good for example. Okay, Karen's people went down and they said that the thing they saw on the SLS camera, didn't, it felt kind of negative to them, right? I respect that. I respect what she says, and but with me it was a different story. I felt calm, and she respects me for that. That's how this works between two different groups coming up with two different results, but accepting the results without trying to tell them that they are wrong. Because all your investigations out there that you have done, and you have decided to have an ego, there's a lot of groups out there that will not want you to investigate with them or actually look at the evidence that you got. Back in 2006, when I started the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society, it was like, I mean, it was like, cloak and dagger, man. It was like everybody out for everybody's blood. I believed in orbs, and other majority of the people didn't believe in orbs. And they all tried me to get on the bandwagon about there's no such thing as orbs and they don't exist. But sticking to my true colors, I said no. Because this is what I believe. I respect that you don't believe there's orbs, but I know for a damn fact that orbs are, not all orbs. I know now that, the ones could be mist, it could be dew coming off the trees, it could be dust particles in the buildings that we are around. It could be the pollen falling from the trees, yes. But there's also that one picture. That one picture to where you get a real bright orb pulsating, real bright. And you had a paranormal experience. And when a person takes a picture of you with that paranormal experience and you see this bright white orb, no doubt in my mind is a ghost. Grant says, That's right. Having such an ego irates me. I am very personable and make friends wherever I go. And that's cool, Grant. So do I. And so does Karen. There is no such things, there's no egos in the paranormal field. There isn't. You can't have it. But I want to thank Karen for sharing about the Bel Air House with us, with all of us tonight. You know, that was great. That was great. And Grant, thank you for sharing your stuff. And hopefully everybody can go to your YouTube channel, because you know what? I'm going to go. Foxy Joe, hey, that's okay, bud. That's okay, Fox. You made it. I'm glad you came. You know, welcome to the show. But you know, I'm going to do the cards tonight because it's been a while since I've done my animal cards. You know, real quick on the cards, they are from the animal medicine deck, and I draw three cards. Okay, I draw three cards: the past, the now, and the future. And the three cards, you know, that I pulled tonight, please write them down on a piece of paper and go, hey, hello, UPRN. Cool, buddy. Cool, Foxy Joe. That's good to see that. And write the three animals down and then look them up, what they mean spiritually. Grant says, oh, I want to go back to the JonBenét Tavern in Bedford with my ghost gear. You know what, Grant, a long time ago, now I know it's under new ownership, but at the time that when we wanted to go, at the time we wanted to go, the only time that we could investigate was like 6 in the morning till 9 in the morning. The people who owned that place did not want us there. Okay. So before you go out there, you know, make sure you give them a call and find out if you can or not, you know. So there you go. Good. But you seriously need to get up to Gettysburg, Grant, and go to the different places on there. They do have the ghost walks up there, and basically they're just stories of different ghost sightings on there. They're pretty interesting if you've never been on one. But when you go to Gettysburg to investigate, you know, go out and do some, you know, go on your own. Or may I recommend that you have somebody to go along with when you go there, dude? Because it's always nice to investigate with two people or more, you know, and because of the safetyness. So I'm going to draw the three cards, but and please write them down. The first card I draw will be the past. The second card will be the now, what's happening now, and the third is your future. And write them down, Google them, see what they mean. And maybe if it fits you, great. If it doesn't, then come back next Sunday when I draw three more cards. Okay? So the first card I draw is a blank. Uh-oh. So no animals are in your best. Oh, that's craziness. That's craziness. No animals are in the card. So you don't have an animal in the past. The now card, the animal that's helping you in the now is the turkey. Okay. And the future, and I highly recommend you look this card up, is the wolf for your future card, for your future animal. I'm telling you, read up on the wolf because that's my totem. But I want to thank everybody for watching the show tonight. Don't forget, Sean Patrick Haslett will be on at 9:10. Tonight, Eastern Time, 8:10 Central Time, and seeing through the mirror darkly. I think that's the name of his, but please stick around, give him support, show him some love. And my friend Michael, he has his podcast, and I'm going to have him on shortly next month. I need to talk to I need to talk to you, Michael, if you're still listening. But so April 8th is this so-called solar eclipse that's happening, right? And April 7th, which is a Sunday, I'm going to have a show on it. And I'm going to bring a person on. Roy White, good to see you, buddy. Welcome aboard. I'm going to bring somebody on, and you know, we can go through the different things. We can so-called be prepared for the solar eclipse and what we need to look out for. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for popping in tonight. Children, if you can, please go to your parents, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And parents, please go to your children, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And if you have no children, and if you have no parents, find a friend and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And on that note, good night, everybody. See you Tuesday night, 8, 10 p.m. Same bat station, same bat channel. Have a great night, too, Karen. Thank you for sharing everything. And on that note, good night.